Jesus' words from the original Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5. Kneel to the humble in presence, for there is the kingdom of the heavens. Kneel to those who wait, for they will celebrate. Kneel to the meek, for they will inherit the unique. Kneel to they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will experience oneness. Kneel to the merciful, for mercy will be done to them, incontrovertible. Kneel to those who are the innocent of heart and awed, for they will see God. Kneel to those who pursue peace, shalom, for they will be called the children of God at home. Kneel to they that have been persecuted for righteousness' sake, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to them to wake. Kneeling to you when people will falsely approach you and persecute you, and falsely say all manner of evil against you, for my sake, fear. Rejoice and be jubilant and exalted, for very great is in heaven you will be rewarded. For they likewise the prophets were persecuted. You are the salt of the earth, imported. But if the salt has been neutralized in regard to its taste, how will it be salted? It is then good for nothing, but to be thrown outside and trampled under the feet of people and halted. You are the light in the world, daffodil. You cannot hide a city situated on a hill. Neither do people light a lamp and put it in a hidden place where it cannot shine, but they put it on the lampstand ramp, and it shines on all that are in the house of vine. Even so, let your light shine before every person, that they may see your good works to honor your parent who is in heaven. Be patient, merciful, harmless, quiet, and good. Trembling continually at all the words that you have heard, if you would. Do not think that I came to break or weaken the law or the prophets. I came not to abolish, but to satisfactorily perform it. For actually, I tell you, Clark, until the heavens and earth pass away, not one letter, dot, or mark will be abolished from the law or the prophets, eh? Because all things will be satisfied, Lark. Whoever therefore will break or weaken one word of these least commandments, and will teach the children of people so, will be called the least person and smallest person by those in the kingdom of the heavens. But whoever will do and teach them, oh, she will be called great in the kingdom of the heavens. For I tell you, that except your righteousness will exceed the righteousness of the sages and Pharisees, you will not in any way enter into the kingdom of the heavens, ooh. You have heard it said to them who lived long ago, you will not murder, and whoever murders is guilty of a judgment of death, oh no. But I say to you, Canada, that everyone who has caused sorrow to the spirit of her sibling and angers her companion, Granada, will be in danger of the judging. She who calls her sibling good for nada will be guilty of judgment before the council of the congregation ring. And whoever will say, Nana, you mad fooling, will be in danger of the fires of Gehenna. If, therefore, you are presenting your sacrificial offering for atonement at the altar, and there you remember that you have an argument with a friend, her, and she is complaining about you because of this matter, leave there your sacrificial offering before the altar. And go first to atone to your sibling to appease her. And then come and give your sacrificial offerings as gifts for the atonement center. See that you hasten to atone to your enemy and adversary while you are still walking with her in the way. Or she will deliver you to the judge, and the judge will deliver you to her servant, and you are thrown into prison, eh? Actually, I tell you, Niven, you will by no means come out from there until the last piece of money is given. You have heard that it was said to those of long ago, you will not commit adultery so. But I tell you, that everyone that sees a married person or person and covets her has committed adultery with her already in her heart, ooh. And if your right eye seduces you sheepish, pluck it out and throw it from yourself, Nana. For it is better that one of your members should perish than your whole body should be thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand seduces you, wawa, cut it off trims, and throw it from yourself, nana. For it is better for yourself for you to lose one of your limbs than to lose your whole body in Gehenna. It was said also to those of long ago by force, whoever will leave her partner and divorces her is to give her a certificate of divorce. But I tell you not only that everyone that leaves her partner Cherry is to give her a divorce certificate unmarried, but also she who fails to do so commits adultery, and she who takes her commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to them of long ago, eh? You will not take an oath by my name falsely, but will perform your oath to Yahweh. However, I tell you, do not swear at all falsely or in vain, Od, neither by the heavens, U, for it is the throne of God, nor by the earth, for it is the footstool of her feet, Levens, nor by Jerusalem, not Perth, for it is the city of God in the heavens. Neither will you swear by your head, for you have no power to whiten one hair or to turn it black again, I said. But if you want to be believed, O, your word should be yes, yes, no, no, and whatever is more than these is of evil, O. You will not be double-minded nor double-tongued, for the double tongue is the snare of death. Your word will not be false or empty, Seth, but satisfied by action, Jackson. You have heard that it was said in the law to the officers' heads, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, as individuals weak, do not repay evil for evil, but whoever strikes you on your right cheek, turn to her the left will, and you so will be perfect, eek. And if any person opposes you in judgment and takes away your coat, give her also your shirt not rent. And whoever will lead you to go 1,000 steps, go with her 2,000 steps. Give to her that asks to borrow from you, and from her that wishes to borrow of you, do not hold back, U. Do not be found holding out your hands to receive, but instead draw your hands inward to give. For it is more noteworthy to give than to receive free. And if a person takes away something of yours, do not ask for it back. For the parent desires that gifts be given back to all from her riches. Not too is she who gives back according to the commandments, for she is blameless tact. But watch out, you who receives, for if anyone receives having need stack, she is blameless. But whoever did not give have need whack will give an account why she receives, and for what purposes hack. And coming into distress, she will be strictly examined lack concerning her needs, and she will not come out flack from that until she will have paid back the last penny back. But concerning this, it has been said, let your gifts to the poorness stay in your hand long enough, stayed, for you to learn to whom to give, yes. You have heard that it was said to those of long ago, you will love your neighbor and hate your enemy, logo. But I tell you, love your enemies who, and do good to the one who hates you, and pray for them that persecute you, and oppress and spitefully use you. Kneel to them that curse you, and pray for your enemies, and fast for them that persecute you. For the one who is far away today, tomorrow will be near you, not away. Be kind and merciful, as your parent is kind and merciful. In this way you may become children of your parenthood, who is in the heavens, lol. For she makes her sun to shine on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust full. For what thanks do you deserve if you love them that love you? Do not even other people do the same, U? But love them that hate you. and you will not have an enemy too. For if you love them that love you, what reward have you? Do not even the transgressors do the same, who? And if you ask after the peace, shalom, of only your siblings, home, what do you exceed over what others do, Rome? You never should be joyful except when you see your siblings with love and charity then. You will not hate any person, but some you will reprove strife. And for others you will pray, son, and others you will love more than your life. Be perfect, even as your parent, who is in the heavens, is perfect.